For this module, this next part of week three, I wanted to actually delve into another side of money flow, which I think is really important. And I wanted to separate it because the way I look at this is the last lessons talked about the sort of logical, rational, if you will, side of money flow. And this video is going to focus more on what I like to call the spiritual side of money flow. If you are someone that hears the word spiritual and kind of cringes and it's not your thing, then think of this as the ironies in your life when I'm sure you can think of a time that something came to you unexpectedly, and it was ironic because you had just last week been, you know, kind of talking to someone or to yourself about needing this thing, and boom, it showed up, right? How ironic. So think of it as irony if you don't want to think of it as spiritual. And I believe that there are two key pieces to the spiritual side of money flow. And you need to know all of the logical and spiritual pieces of money flow to have it work for you and to feel comfortable and grounded and trust that it actually is there. So for the spiritual side of money flow, the first piece of it is that idea that things can come to you in unexpected ways, so that instead of you putting money out and purchasing them, they come to you. And they can come from anywhere, and these are the like unexpected things. Let me give you some examples. So where I'm staying recently, I have been in the same place long enough that I actually was thinking I could really use a dustbuster, one of those like mini vacuum cleaners to just have for daily use. But they're pretty expensive, and I knew that I wasn't going to buy it, so I just kind of chucked that one up. Well, this lovely British couple came and stayed here for a month, and when they left, it turned out that they had one of those mini vacuum cleaners that they didn't want to travel with, and they gave it to me. So in that instance, the other thing is they usually, these things don't show up exactly the way you asked for. So I asked for a dust buster. They gave me a dirt devil. Same thing though, it's the same vacuum cleaner, it doesn't matter. But I was really chuckling that this happened. On another occasion, so I was in Uruguay last year, and I needed, I kept swapping SIM cards every time I changed countries, and I have an iPhone. And to open the SIM card container, you need a paperclip to push this little slot to pop out the SIM card. And I realized I really need a paperclip, but I had no idea where I would get one. There wasn't like, I don't think there was a stationery store anywhere near me. The stores that were around didn't have them. And I was just thinking that. And then I met this lovely family, went on a wine tasting tour, and we became friendly, and we ended up going and exploring this playground area. And so I was, you know, just they had a daughter that was lovely. We were playing. And at some point I was just standing there taking it all in. And I looked down and there was a paperclip right up my foot. Perfect condition, exactly what I needed. So again, one aspect of the spiritual side of money flow is this idea that you can state things that you need and know that sometimes they will just come to you. And they could be things that you need, they could be things that you want. They just could show up. Again, this is another way that you don't have to expend money. Now, the other side of that is, I call it kind of like banking the karma of receiving. So to have this receiving happen, you need to also give to the flow. So I see that as time and things. So make sure that you are in your life consciously donating time. So for example, right now I've been volunteering at an op shop, which I love. An op shop here is a secondhand store. So I work there at the cashier, and I help people that might need help finding something or figuring out a price for something, and then I cash them out and bag up their goods, wrap their stuff. It's really fun. So I give my time doing this every week. And another way to do it is if you have belongings that you no longer have a use for, or you don't need them anymore, you don't want them, and giving them to people. So you can give them to charity, but you might also think of a friend, or you might just bump into somebody that just happens to need this thing that you don't want anymore and give it to them, right? So some of the stuff that you have, you might give to other people without charge. Of course, in some cases you want to make the money and you might be able to sell the belongings, but in this case, for the perpetuation of the karma of the flow of money on the spiritual aspect, I'm just saying that for some of these things, it's a lovely give back of time or belongings, so that you can either, it's sort of like you're paying the universe back for the things that have come to you unexpectedly, or banking that karma, so going forward, other things will come to you. And it's again, just keeping that flow going. So it's a really important part of this lesson, so I wanted to make sure to share that with you. Download the action guide for this week's lesson. It'll help you also put this into perspective, do a couple things to help you bring this more grounded into your life, and I hope you enjoy it.